Now it's time for the Southern Cross.
Yes, it is time now for the Southern Cross, and we are joined in studio by Pacific Media Watch's contributing editor, Sri Krishnamurti. Kia ora, Sri. How are you today?
Pomare, and I'm very good, and malo.
Good. Well, we've got some great topics today to talk about on a documentary called Loimata, a family-to-family story of the revival of waka voyaging. We've also got ecotourism in the Pacific and the COVID-19 pandemic's effects in Papua New Guinea.
Yes.
Let's start with the documentary. What is this documentary about?
This documentary is about, it's just a true story about a Pacific waka builder and a navigator and a sailor who has done some amazing things, being born in Taihape and being born in South Auckland. How she fought against all of that, and all of that was against her, in particular abuse, and how she overcame that to become one of the greatest waka builders in our time.
Wow. Why do you think it's important to share stories such as this?
It is important because waka building is a dying trade in the Pacific, and it should always be continued. It is unique to the Pacific. Let's not forget that. And it comes from all over the Pacific. It comes from Samoa, it comes from Vanuatu, it comes from the other places like Tonga, Fiji, because they all make wakas. And in New Zealand, particularly in New Zealand, it is led by Hector Busby, Sir Hector Busby, who has recently passed away.
And you mentioned that the woman is from South Auckland. Was she building the wakas there, or
she was born in Taihape, and she moved to South Auckland, and she she went through early troubled times, and she decided to become a waka builder, and she was very, very good. I mean, she is she's an amazing woman, and the movie itself tells a story to, it told a story to a packed house at the ASB waterfront, and it is on at the ASB waterfront on July the 30th.
Cool. Do you see the possibility of waka voyages having a revival in the future in tourism and education?
As part of ecotourism, I think waka building certainly has a part and a role to play in the traditions of old.
Mm. And so just to repeat, if people do want to go see this documentary, when and where can they go see it?
They can go and see it live if they want to at the ASB waterfront on July 30th, and it is also online at the Whanau Marama documentary series on August 2nd and 4th.
Great.
I mean, it really is something. I mean, I went to the documentary, and I was really moved and touched by it all, because more than anything else, it spoke to me about a family that may move out of the Pacific, and they overcame all their problems and all the, plus the cultural misunderstandings, and it overcomes everything. I mean, it's not just about her. It's not just about Loimata Sutis, as Emma Siope is a captain. It is also about people moving offshore to Australia and to New Zealand and building for themselves a life, bringing the traditions of what is really great about them.
Without giving too much away about the documentary, did the woman does she end up bringing her trade in waka building back to where she was from originally?
She does, without giving up too much.
Yeah.
without saying too much about it. I mean, she does bring it back to New Zealand, and she even learnt at the feet of Hector Busby.
Wow.
Sir Hector Busby. And she's also a student of Haura Kerbalo, who is a great waka builder in his own sense.
Let's move now to ecotourism in the Pacific. You just mentioned it before. They're saying that to recover from COVID-19, there's going to be an emphasis on ecotourism in the Pacific. Will there be more climate crisis action now that they're heavily relying on natural wonders to boost the economy, do you think?
I am doing a story about that at the moment, and I expect to have that story in the next 2 weeks. But if I can quote,
Yeah.
Our journey to the Blue Pacific as we navigate through COVID-19. We've all experienced the impact of COVID-19 one way or another. Our region has not been spared the adverse effects of COVID-19. The focus here is to look at how we are maintaining the collective momentum in terms of protecting and conserving our ocean. Emphasize ocean because our ocean speaks of who we are in this region. Our ocean speaks of a joint identity, entity, and a shared ecosystem, and a shared resources in the Pacific. And that is from Kosi Latu, Director General of the South Pacific Regional Environmental Program.
What are the dangers on relying on ecotourism when the Pacific is one of the places on Earth where climate change is going to hit the hardest and is already? Is there a backup plan for their economy?
There isn't a backup plan. At the moment, they're asking for more and more tourists to visit there. But in an eco-sustainable tourism way that they can build a better future for themselves. Mm.
Is tourism realistic with COVID-19?
At the moment, we don't know because Fiji has said, it depends on bums and seats and it depends on people in beds.
Mm-hmm.
And in Fiji, 115,000 people have lost their jobs
right
so far. And yes, in a year or two, the Pacific will once again be open. But right now, they need tourists if they can.
Mm-hmm.
And as Jonathan Milne, who was the former editor of the Stuff, for example, in New Zealand, who's working for the Cook Islands News now, says 90% of their tourism industry is down, and it's only 10% of the New Zealand industry. And he thinks because they have a balance that they can achieve parity, and it's because Cook Islands has been COVID-free. And New Zealand, too, has been relatively isolated.
On that note of COVID-19 in the Pacific, Papua New Guinea's recently seen an increase of cases. What's accounting for this current rise?
There is 62 new people who have taken to COVID-19. And the coronavirus cases jumped by 23, in a record 23. It is because the lockdown has been lifted.
Right.
That is essentially the reason why Papua New Guinea has had more cases.
What do you think should be done to curb this rise in cases? We lifted our lockdown, for example, and we've been pretty lucky so far. Why is Papua New Guinea different?
Because it's they don't have as much as border controls as we do. And anybody who comes into New Zealand is straight away sent to a hotel to isolate themselves for mm-hmm. 14 days. And that doesn't seem to be happening. That doesn't seem to be the case in Papua New Guinea. And Papua New Guinea is a lot more lax state than we are when it comes to border protections.
Yeah. Well, is there anything else you'd like to add? Anything else that's happening in the Pacific
News? Yeah, I mean, at the end of the week, Professor David Robey will be in a webinar about the Rainbow Warrior number one. And he will be talking to the French Historical Society, and hopefully we can learn a few more things out of that, and I expect him to be here next week.
Do you think there's much more to learn from the Rainbow Warrior?
There is, because as time goes by, people forget what it was and what it did and what it meant.
Mm-hmm.
Nuclear Free Pacific, it was the mainstay of the Nuclear Free Pacific, and a Nuclear Free Pacific today means we don't get people who are that sick, and we don't get people. We have a blue Pacific Ocean,
mm-hmm.
and that is really important.
Well, thanks very much for being here today, Sri. Enjoy the rest of your day.
I will. Thank you.
That was the Southern Cross.